head, peck on his back, walk.
What'd they call him?
A pack peddler.
Does he have a nickname for him though?
That's always they call him, a pack peddler. Then they, when they got saved enough of money, they used to buy a la carte. And they'd get more supplies. They'd have more things to show. Most of what they had was little things that you could use, like material for making dresses, scarves, and all that stuff.
You know, did anybody ever call him Old Black Joe?
Well,
was his name, first name Joe?
I think his name was
Joe.
There was one, I think he called him.
How often would they come?
Well, once in probably 2 or 3 months. Because they tried to cover quite a few miles in a year, you see, walking. They'd stay, they'd give you some of their goods for a night's lodging and their supper and their breakfast.
Did they ever stay with you?
I don't doubt what they did, but I can't remember exactly whether they stayed at our house or not, but I imagine they did.
Did your mother buy very much from you?
Not too much.
What would she buy?
If she saw some material that she liked and needed. Tried to carry things that people needed that couldn't get out to the store for. You did a good business.
Do you remember any real poor people around you? Really poor?
Well, not particularly. Most people worked them days. They had to work because they didn't have too much, they couldn't get too much on welfare then. And another thing, they were ashamed to go on welfare unless they just had to. It's a disgrace then to go on welfare, yeah? Because that's begging, see, in their eyes, them days.
Did you have any books at home besides the Bible?
Well, after I got so I could read, there was, we'd get things. But I can't remember anything about what we did read.
Did your father always have an almanac?
Well, we got the almanac every spring, actually. No, every year when we got our calendar, there was an almanac somewhere. The Dr. Pierce's almanac, you know, the people who put out patent medicine would put out an almanac. Hood, Sarsaparilla, put out.
How closely would your father use the almanac?
Well, of course, he couldn't read, and mother used to put for the weather, probably, or for the had quite a lot of information, same as it is today.
Did you have any pictures on your walls?
Well, yeah, they'd have family pictures. You know, my mother had one of my grandfather, Thomas, the father, and she had one of her two eldest boys. They were like themselves. I don't know what happened to them. Probably. Maybe they're all destroyed now, for all I know. I don't go there. I just can't stand it.
Do you have any painted pictures or scenery on your wall?
Well, yeah, we used to have some different pictures. We could put up one in our bedroom. I got a picture at down to the house there. I don't know whether Frances would like that or not. Maybe she would. She likes old things. It was my grandmother. Of course, it was her great grandmother. girl sits in a chair, and she has her dog, cat, whatever. I had that.
Did you have a camera?
No, I never had a camera. Never a camera.
Why? Did you believe in them? Or?
I didn't have the money to buy one.
Do you remember of any house raising bees or barn raising bees?
No, I never saw one of them. Of course, they had them.
But quilting bees, did you remember those?
Yeah. They'd be several with them. And of course, they give news in the neighborhood and their family. Talk, visit.
Did your mother quilt very much?
She always made all her own quilts.
Did you have any favorite patterns? Do you remember any patterns, dangerous?
No. Log cabin. I know she has a log cabin still.
What's that?
Well, it's a pet square in the middle. It looks like a house, you know. Log cabin. It is built with the half block. You take two half blocks and make a piece of the end.
My thoughts. Were there many parties in houses?
We didn't ever have any parties. It was just people who come and visit.
Entertain your relatives or your friends in the house?
Well, the only entertaining that was done is when people would come to visit for different things.
Friends or relatives?
Well, I guess relatives.
What would you have for breakfast?
Well, we always had potatoes. Fried meat, usually fried pork, hopefully. And, of course, bread. If one wanted to toast, well, they'd have to toast it themselves.
How would they toast?
Usually over the coals in the wood stove. And I remember we did have a little toaster that folded up on.
What would you have for lunch?
Well, we always had dinner.
And dinner.
No. Yeah. And at supper, we usually would have warmed up potatoes. Usually meat again, pickles, you know. And Mother always had some kind of sweet stuff, cake. Pie. Vegetables. All good plain food.
Where did you get your meat from?
My father raised his pork and salted it down in barrels. And usually had steak that he'd kill in the fall after it was cold enough to keep some of it frozen for Christmas week somewhere around Christmas Day. On there, the weather was promised to be cold. Packed the rest. My mother used to make sausage, and she used to smoke the ham.
How would you smoke the ham?
You have a barrel, and you put a little fire under it, and you have it propped up a little so that there was some of the smoke could leave, you see, and you have holes for it. Well, a little bit of breath under it so that it would keep it smoking and not blaze. And she used corn cobs as the best thing for making the ham. And sometimes she used to gather chips and have a slow smoke.
My barrel.
Oh, they usually they had two barrels that they had a barrel and a keg. They put their more solid meat in the barrel, and they'd have the bony part in the keg. They'd use that for to make boiled dinner. And boys, if you ever wanted a good taste of boiled dinner, you'd have used some, a little of the meat, of course, and you'd have some of that bony pieces put in and boil your dinner up with that. I'm telling you, no boiled dinner like it.
How would your parents preserve beef?
Well, they never had too much beef. In late years, they did kill and they sold part of it. And I think in the fall, where it would be frozen, it freezes, you speak of it, put it back in ice and snow, you know.
Did your father ever hunt very much?
Not too much. I remember when we lived down here in Sperry, he bought a 30-30 rifle, and I think he went hunting once with it. And Uncle Lyle got the gun in later years.
Who took care of the garden?
Mostly my mother.
What kind of animals did you have on the farm?
Horses, cows, the cat, the dog.
Was there much storytelling for entertainment?
No, I don't remember. It was more visiting. I know storytelling is entertaining, but I don't remember.
Did you ever have ice cream?
Yes, my mother used to make ice cream for us. But I remember there, she had a small freezer.
When would she make it? For what reason? Just for treats? Your birthday or anything?
Well, whenever she felt like it again, had an urge for her to have it. Not too often.
What was the birthday like? What was your birthday like?
Just like any other day.
Anything special on your birthday?
No.
No presents or anything in here?
Not a thing. They're family.
Do you have apple orchards?
What?
Do you have an apple orchard?
Well, when we lived in Sperry, we had a nice, beautiful apple orchard there. There were red asters and white apples there. And we had Duchess, Bayview, St. Lawrence's. We had all kinds of wonderful.
Did you mother can them or save them?
She used to can apples in winter. And we used to put down in the cellar a lot. We had a beautiful cellar there with a lot of different bins for the apples.
How about corn?
Well, she canned corn. Pop, maple, grove. Out near their, in the back of their pasture. And they make quite a lot of syrup, sauce. Quite a few years. Made it in a big iron kettle over a fire under it. They put stones around, have a big kettle rest on the stone. Boy, there's made off of the surface. Like color.
Did you ever see any gypsies?
I never did then. I didn't see them until after I got involved.
Never see any Indians?
Not until I was growing up the last few years.
Was politics very important to your father and your mother?
Well, not until the last 30 or 40 years. Well, they were always Republicans, and of course they always voted Republican until the last.
Did you, were there many public offices around you, like
well, the
town offices were.
The main offices was the town clerk and the poormaster. And, of course, the road commission. It used to be the law that everybody had to cut their side roads themselves to keep the brush cleaned off the roads in front of their land. And that was a wonderful law. And somebody found fault with it and wanted the state law changed, so they dropped that about 25 years ago. And look at the brush you got now. Like that. And because of that, there's been a lot of accidents because they can't see around curves or corners.
Do you remember any home remedies? Tell us, you guys, I know you know a lot of them, so tell us all you can tell us. It's very important to us.
Home remedies.
Yeah.
Well, you know I have a doctor book that tells all about home remedies. It's the most wonderful.
How old is it?
It's, 35, 40 years old, probably. And it tells about blood poisoning. For blood poisoning, you take a fresh beet and scrape the meat of the beet into a pulp and apply that onto your blood poisoning, and it'll cure it.
What remedies do you remember your mother used?
Well, use onions. You put on some onions and boil them, and then put honey in it to sweeten it, and lemon. And that'll drink that for no long. Every hour or so, and it'll cure your cold.
What about for fever?
Fever is. Primatarin is good. Take, mix up a glass of Primatarin, and take a teaspoon of that every hour or so.
What about coughing? If you're coughing a lot, a bad cough.
Well, the onion syrup is good for that.
My father's.
Yeah, that's good. Stop that.
You
know.
Your father should know some of those. If he was
Bangor, I want to
get some food. What? The birds.
Butter. You put butter on your burn and fill it up with soda. Soda keeps the air off the burn.
How about bee stings?
Mud. Take dirt, mix it water, mud. And you take plantain leaves is good for to take the poison out of a stone bruise. They used to have stone bruises because they were bare feet. They call it stone bruise because they would come on the bottom of the feet.
You wouldn't know how to spell it.
Plantain. Just as it's spelled. Well, you've seen plantain leaves. You didn't know what it was. It comes up, it grows, round it, comes down to the, you know, like this, and then it has a stem that goes into the ground.
Yeah.
They make a very good poultice.
What about for, How did it stop bleeding?
Cold water. Cold water on the back of your neck to help to stop a nosebleed. Or ice. Make an ice pack around back of your neck.
Do they have any remedies to bring back hair on bald man's head?
Well, I don't know if they ever did. I don't know of any that was successful.
Did you ever see anything?
No, I never did. But I can give you a remedy today that will, if when you're first starting to get bald, we'll bring it back. If I'm using it, I'll stop it falling out. I'm using it. I was almost bald. I was worried for fear I'd be entirely bald and have to wear a wig. My hair was coming out with a handful. Every time I pulled my hair, my comb was full. I had two big bunches of hair all wadded up in the comb there. And I use this treatment. It's a treatment I sent the text for. That's not Quincy. Quincy, well, yeah. My, that's terrible. You know, some of that was caused from certain kinds of cigarettes. I had a brother-in-law that he'd fill up with that, especially every winter. The doctors didn't know what was causing it. They tried their medicines on him and it didn't do any good. And the only thing that would help him at all was peroxide. He'd take the peroxide and gargle it. That would help him.
Eventually they have to lance him.
Well, he never did. He never had his. But he quit smoking those cigarettes that he was smoking. And he never had it after that.
What about an eye infection? What do they do for an eye infection?
Well, it's peelies. They put a pack of wet peelies on, bind it on, go to bed.
Go to bed.
Well, they just I remember he had a hot splatter. He used to have the splatter that you all iron handle and all. And then we had some flat and they had a wood handle that you put on. Take and heat that, put it hot, or have a hot water bottle, put it in hot water and put it on your face.
How about rheumatism?
Well, we didn't have much of a cure for that. This heat, be careful with that. We didn't know what to do for it. My grandfather had rheumatism so bad that he had it in his hip, and he'd sit on a chair like this. That hip was stiff. When he'd ride up way from Fort Covington, but this was down on the step iron that you get into the buggy with, and ride way all them miles up there, please. Could he ever play violin? Oh, boy. He had an accident, cut off his hand, and my grandmother tied the bolt on with his red handkerchief. And he played with that.
How were you punished, this girl, or were you?
Well, my mother used to keep a little switch. She'd switch up when I didn't mind her. And I can remember the last time I was about 14. I done something she told me not to do. I don't remember what it was. And she had a little switch about this long. And I was upstairs. She said, you did that, didn't you? I told you not to do it. I told you I'd switch you if you did it. Now you're going to get it. She hit me. Well, that's a good time. I don't suppose she hurt me very much. She hurt my feelings worse than anything.
Was there much difference in the way you behaved as a child and the way you brought your children up?
Well,
did you see big difference?
No, I don't think so. The only thing I had more work to do was kept me out of the mission problem more than my children did.
Did you have any goals as a child, what you wanted to do or what you wanted to do?
Well, Well, I just wanted to grow up, be my own boss, earn my own money.
Did your parents worry a lot about money?
Well, I don't think so. They weren't people worried. They took life as it came and were good natured at it and never chewed or whined about anything. And I used to wonder how they could be so satisfied. But my father always worked hard. Everybody seems to work hard for to get the, just the necessity. They never expect to have too much extra. Although my father brought us to Oregon when I was 9 years old, and I took lessons from him. But after I left home, of course I had no place to practice. My oldest brother, he played violin. My father played violin. He played on the organ, and my father played the violin. And I'm telling you, that sounds so good. You bring the tears out of your eyes. You enjoy it so much.
How often did you have music
at home? Oh, whenever they got to work, my father played the organ. And that was his entertainment. But he visited with him, played the organ in the violin.
Did you have the neighbors in?
Not too much, unless they wanted to.